In this bulletin, the federal government announces an increase in the number of refugees settling in regional Australia. The Israeli Prime Minister accuses prosecutors of an attempted coup. And in tennis, heartbreak as Australia is knocked out of the Davis Cup. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Immigration Minister David Coleman says the federal government will be increasing the proportion of refugees being resettled in areas outside the capital cities. At least half of annual refugee intake will be redirected to settle in 21 regional locations, including Wollongong, Newcastle, Coffs Harbour, Armidale, Wagga Wagga and Albury in New South Wales. That's an increase of 10%. The measures in one of seven recommendations being adopted by the federal government from an independent review into the employment and settlement outcomes for refugees. Minister Coleman told Radio 3AW the new measure is in line with the government's focus on regional migration.
Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane account for 70% of Australia's entire population growth. So what we're doing is saying a greater proportion of migrants in the future will be settling outside of those big cities to help take the population pressure off the big cities, and at the same time support regional communities.
Law firm Slater and Gordon has announced class actions against ANZ and Westpac for selling so-called junk insurance policies to unsuspecting customers. The firm claims the big banks sold worthless credit card insurance to customers they would not have been eligible to claim against. The action comes just 2 days after the firm reached a $49.5 million settlement with the NAB over the same issue. Slater and Gordon says the junk insurance products added thousands to credit card bills and personal loan repayments while providing little or no benefit to customers. Australian police have played a key role in an international drug bust that's prevented 700 kilograms of the drug ecstasy from reaching Brisbane. The volume of drugs seized has a street value of more than $300 million. Australian Federal Police and Queensland Police worked with officers in the Netherlands and Belgium to intercept a large haul of the drug in the Dutch city of Rotterdam in late August. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton said the operation has kept Australians safe.
And we celebrate the fact that as parents, all of us with teenage kids want to make sure that these tablets don't end up on the streets. We don't want bikies and others dealing these drugs, selling these drugs to schoolies and to parties around the country. We need to make sure that we can do whatever we can to keep Australians safe. And those people who tell you that we're losing the fight and the war against drugs don't know what they're talking about. They're pushing particular agendas.
Moving overseas, and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned what he called a coup against him, vowing to hold on to power. The 70-year-old has become the country's first Prime Minister to be indicted in office on corruption charges. In an often vitriolic 15-minute speech, Mr. Netanyahu denied any wrongdoing and he criticised his opponents for plotting against him.
I won't let the lie win. I will continue to lead the country according to the law exactly as written. I'll continue to lead the country with responsibility, with dedication and with care for the security and the future of all of us, and for our country and for democracy and for the rule of law and for justice. We need to do one thing. We need at last to investigate the investigators.
In tennis, Australia is out of the Davis Cup after John Peers and Jordan Thompson lost the quarterfinal doubles rubber to Canadian duo Denis Shapovalov and Vasek Pospisil. Peers and Thompson went down 6-4, 6-4 as Canada booked a semi-final against Russia or Serbia. Earlier, Alex de Minaur levelled the tie at 1-1 after beating Shapovalov, following Pospisil's win over John Millman, a late replacement for Nick Kyrgios. Here is how the final moments were called on the Nine Network's Gem Channel.
A fitting finish as Canada make the semis here in Madrid. A magnificent performance from Vasek Pospisil. The Aussies are out. It's Canada that move through to the final four.
Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. 26 in Perth with cloud clearing. Sunny in Adelaide and 22. 20 degrees in Melbourne, partly cloudy. Sunny in Hobart, 22. Haze in Canberra, 34. Becoming windy with smoke haze in Wollongong, 23. Much the same for Sydney, 26. Smoke haze for Newcastle, 32 for you. Sunny in Brisbane, 29 there. 29 also for Cairns. Sunny there for you. And in Darwin, it's partly cloudy, 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.